a very, very good school. Now, it has come to light. Apparently, the National Council for Special Education contacted the school early in the year, and at that stage, there were not any children needing special education. But since that, I understand there are at least four children who have been diagnosed late, and because of that, the pressure is on now to get a class back there for 25-26. I have been in touch with the minister himself no later than this morning, trying to get this issue resolved and to get the National Council of Special Education to provide a class there. I understand the room is there, the teacher is there, so it's only proper right order that these children would be able to get their education in the local areas when they have to travel to maybe Sligo or Ballina.
For any children that's attending a school, the last thing that they want is upheaval when it comes to the start of a new school year, maybe having to familiarise themselves with new surroundings. So I presume every effort is going to be made here maybe to try and do what's best for the children and keep them in as familiar as routine as possible.
They need the routine and they need to be with their friends, and they've been they know all the people in the children in the school as well. Look, I'm doing everything I can, I will do everything I can to ensure that class is reinstated in Obeg National School for the sake of the children and the parents.
A lot of schools doing everything they can to retain the maximum number of pupils, to safeguard the number of teachers that they have. So it's really a situation that would be a win-win, that the students could remain in the school, and in many ways it helps safeguard the future of schools with higher numbers.
Well, that's very true, John, because I am aware, very much aware, of a number of schools, particularly in South and West Sligo, where just, you know, they just had the bare minimum number of children. We want to ensure that these schools keep going. Like, while there's a lull, maybe this year or next year, but then usually there's children coming on in the years ahead. And it's important that the schools are kept there so that they can avail of their education close to home.